According to one German paper, America was resurrected this week. Across Europe, the captions boldly declared, "The rebirth of America and America's second chance." And in newspapers all over the world, Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech served as the backdrop in articles and editorials about Barack Obama's historic achievement. But as the week's Susan Caskey explains, in some countries, especially in the Muslim world, reaction to Obama's message of change was mixed. Caskey says the news coverage reflected hope for better relations with the U.S. led by President Barack Hussein Obama, but editorialists across the Muslim world warned, not so fast.
On news coverage, they'll have kind of man-in-the-street interviews, and the people interviewed would say, we think it's great, I think he's going to definitely be more sympathetic to Islam, and we're going to have more understanding in the United States about what Islam is. But then you turn in those same newspapers, and I'm talking about newspapers from Egypt, Jordan, United Arab Emirates, if you go to the commentary pages, you don't see that. They're saying, well, we expect him to be an American president much like any other. And then, in fact, in one of the Indian papers, an Indian editorialist said that he thought that Obama might actually be harsher on Muslim countries because he said he's got to overcome the burden of this name and he's going to have to show that he's not Muslim. But you remember that comment that a voter made to McCain who said, you know, he said, I won't vote for him because he's an Arab.
I have read about him. He's an Arab.
He's a decent family man, citizen that I just happened.
That comment got picked up all over the Arab world, and there were all kinds of commentaries pouring out about that saying, you know, why can't you be both an Arab and a decent family man? There was definitely relief that McCain was not the one who won because there was some sentiment against him because of that statement.
Susan, you mentioned the papers in Egypt. Now, reading the newspapers there and many other places in the Arab world is kind of an art, because you have to presume that whatever is said in the editorials to some degree or another represents the position of the government. At least there are borders which editorialists may not stray beyond. Can the Obama administration learn anything about its future diplomatic relations in the region by what has been said in the editorials?
It depends on the country. Egypt, much of the press is state-owned. But that's not true of all the countries. It's certainly not true of all the newspapers, even in Egypt. In Iran, all the reformist papers seized upon this. And there are several. In one of the Iranian reformist papers in particular, they were mentioning that the victory of Obama proves that all the hardliners in Iran who said that the U.S. power structures would never allow a black man to come to power were wrong. They're using the U.S. election to kind of make digs at their own government, saying, you said that this could never happen in the U.S., and look, it did happen. And of course, Iran is looking forward to a presidential election next year. So there's certainly a lot of interest in electoral politics right now.
I want to ask you about irrational exuberance. My wife, who is newly an American citizen, was reading the papers and said, Garfield, the Russians want missiles out of Poland. The Palestinians want Israel off their back. Europe wants global warming solved. This is such a list. Obama is not the global president. He is already the global husband. Were these papers a collection of honeydew lists for the new president to attend to right now?
You know, it's funny you should say that because on day one, right after the election, most of the editorials and commentaries were, oh, yay, Obama and change in America. On day two, already you were starting to see commentaries and editorials saying, you know, he's not the Messiah. Certainly the global economic crisis is on everyone's lips and it's certainly in all the papers. And that is one area where they don't expect an incoming president to have much of a difference initially. It's something that everyone knows is going to take a long time. And in fact, there have been outpourings of sympathy for Obama, especially I noticed in the Asian papers like Singapore and Hong Kong, they tend to have lots of business newspapers and business commentary, and Malaysia as well. And those areas have been saying, you know, we don't envy this guy coming in here.
There's one theme that I wonder if it was explored at all in particularly the Middle Eastern press, and that is we have just witnessed an exercise in democracy such as the world has actually never seen. What can we learn?
Many newspapers ran editorials, especially in African papers, in fact, more than Middle Eastern ones, but a few Middle Eastern. And in fact, Iran, I think, was another one that mentioned this, saying we can take this as an example. We can take heart that you can have an election where people disagree so very vehemently. And yet, when a winner is declared, the loser bowed out very gracefully and threw his support to his new president. That's something that we should take as a model for ourselves. And it's interesting because just 8 years ago, the U.S. election, of course, Bush v. Gore, that ended up in the Supreme Court, that was held up as a model not to follow. And now we seem to have redeemed ourselves.
All right, Susan. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Susan Caskey is the international editor at The Week magazine.